Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, I'm Jeff Nowak, alongside the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, taking you up through 8 o'clock. Coming up, we have a guest that I'm excited to speak with. I'm glad we were able to set this up today. It's basically the free agent signing of the Saints beat for this summer. You know, I'm excited to bring her in. She stole her from NASCAR.
High prize free agent.
Yes, we stole her from NASCAR. Her name is Taryn Walk. I double-checked her name because my name is Jeff Nowak, and I get Nowak all the time. I made sure to double-check. It is Taryn Walk. Get it right. I'm Nowak. She's Newak.
Well, I definitely could say Taryn. I could say Taryn. I'll go with that.
Hey, Taryn, how you doing? I know I kept you on hold there for a while.
No, you're good. I could still get by Whack. It's fine. Or you could be Nowak.
I'm going to keep Whack. You keep Walk, and we'll separate. So, Taryn, I know you have a lot going on. You're getting ready to kind of undertake the beat change. How has that been going for you? Are you excited?
I'm very excited whenever I'm not stressed about the actual moving process.
Right.
But I'm ready to get going on Monday. That's when I'll start the ball rolling and whatnot. Other than that, it's move-in weekend. So just hoping my stuff gets here all in one piece.
So Taryn, what intrigues you now about the Saints? So, you know, now you're heavily involved. A couple of things, maybe two or three, or even a handful. What intrigues you about the Saints?
I mean, personally, I'm also ready just to get back to football. I started sports journalism covering Alabama football. And while I still love and always will love NASCAR, I'm ready to, like, trade the four tires back in for four downs. So that's, like, a personal thing. And I actually have a best friend here in New Orleans who, from high school, giving Abby a shout out if she's listening, who told me all about like the atmosphere here and how New Orleans Saints fans are a lot like college football fans, where they breathe spirit into the team. And I think when there's a community like that and a team to back it up, it just changes the environment completely. And you can feel that on game day or like when the season starts. So I'm excited to experience that, especially coming from a college football town that was like very similar, if that makes sense.
No. And so yes. We were talking about beforehand this, what happened today at camp that I thought was funny. We were standing there and Paulson Adebo was kind of, you know, above in front of us. And there was a kid, maybe a 7-year-old, who was in the stands yelling, "Adebo, Adebo." And I was just struck by the fact that, like, how many fan bases around the NFL have like 7-year-old kids who know the 3rd-round pick from last year, the second cornerback on the roster, enough to be like, why isn't he turning around to talk to me? And I think that's such a good example.
Yeah, to say, like Jeff was saying, to say Adebo, he's not saying like Kamara,
right.
or you know, the quarterback or Winston. That means his parents are talking about that around the dinner table, that you know,
right.
a player like Adebo.
Yeah, and I think fans keep the sport alive. I mean, it also keeps reporters humble. Don't take it for granted what you do, because you see one little kid like that just have so much excitement and spirit, and it kind of like re-sparks your fire.
Yeah, so I know you've been doing a lot with NASCAR. You know, I don't know how long you've been there, but the interesting thing is Alvin Kamara obviously has a role with NASCAR. I can't recall what it is off the top of my head. I know it's
it's like a PR, I guess.
Like brand.
And you know, and I would say branding and probably trying to promote the sport within the African-American community, which would make sense. You look at Bubba Wallace and all. Yeah, everyone's, no matter what the sport, is trying to diversify.
And I'm just curious, you know, have you crossed paths with Alvin in that role? And if so, you know, what do you know of him and how does that kind of impact NASCAR as you were covering it?
It's kind of funny because we worked in the same building. Like, he had an office in the same building. I had an office. We went from coworkers to now I'm covering him from this, like, an opposite organization. But I think his title was something like engagement officer. But it was really interesting to hear him from NASCAR's side back then wanting to get involved, because even admitted, like, he didn't used to be a fan of NASCAR. But then when the sport started taking strides with Bubba Wallace standing up, with the Confederate flag being banned and just different social initiatives the sport was taking, he took interest in that and wanted to support that. So I've written about Alvin from the NASCAR side, and now I'll do it from the football side.
Now, you know, Taryn, when you talk about how did you get that gig to start out, because it didn't get any better than that. I hope the Saints can have the success of the Crimson Tide, but when you look at Alabama, it doesn't get any better than that, considering – how you are most disappointed if they're not in the national championship every year?
Yeah, it's going to be a change of pace, but I'm ready for a new challenge and see what that's like. I'm really excited to cover the NFL and enjoy college football just as a simple fan, rather.
Right.
It's kind of incredible to be able to say I've covered the NCAA, NASCAR, and soon to be NFL. Consistently, not just like one-off opportunities through internship, because then that list gets longer, but now it's more so getting involved thoroughly.
Just an aside here, I've been to one NASCAR race in my life. It was I think it was 2014, maybe. It was up in the one in Carolina, and I was struck by two things.
At Darlington?
No. The Bank of America 500, I think.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the name of the
Charlotte team. Motor Speedway.
That's it, up in Charlotte. And I was struck by two things. One, it is way louder than I expected it to be. And two, you can bring a cooler with beer to your seat. And I remember being like, this is the best sport.
Right. B-O-B-O-B, bring your own booze.
It's a different environment.
It really is a party environment. But I am curious, you know, so you said you wanted to get back to covering football. You know, what is it about football that really kind of draws you to the sport? Because I do think that it is its own kind of animal in that regard.
I like diving into this. I did it with NASCAR too, but the statistics are definitely different. Being able to do offense and defense rather than like laps led, top fives and things like that. So it's just the nuances of the game more so than racing. Like, I mean, I'm not knocking NASCAR and covering it whatsoever. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed my 3 years there, but it's kind of, I'm ready to see the two teams go head to head more so than 36 cars all at once. Because this way you can get involved more so and know every single player on the team and know everything about them, where that's very difficult when it comes to 36 different teams, where you can know the driver, but then there's also the crew chief, the spotter, and then the whole pit crew. So it's like, it'd be like covering the NFL as a whole is what covering NASCAR as a whole is like. So now it's just like one team getting to know it in and out and delivering their news.
You know, Taryn, what I've noticed compared to like, you know, 80s, 90s when I was playing, compared to, you know, you look 21st century, the analytical approach now, no matter what the sport, you look even like Major League Baseball, how the shift and all, because they know how the batters go. Well, you have that even in football. So it seems like that you're really in tune with that. And I'm always intrigued by that, because I always think you can get something from stats, because I know how we used to break down the film and tendencies, how a team's going to try and stop you. So I think it gets to the point where everyone, you know, has players who physically could play. They wouldn't be in the National Football League. But then you're always trying to get that edge, and that's what has intrigued me. It sounds like that part of the game also intrigues you.
Yeah, I'm a big numbers nerd, which is weird for a journalist to say, I bet, because I thrived at math in high school and college. I think I even scored higher in math than I did my AP English classes, but – now it's like I can put it in perspective. It's not just like finding X. It's like, what does X mean for the game?
Right.
And I love like writing it out, highlighting it, doing different colors and things like that to find trends, because I'm a big visual learner in that way. So I'm sure on my Twitter, you'll see like photos of my notes. And it's really dorky, but that's how I think. And if I can find it and then explain it in writing, then there's a story there.
So, okay, well, Taryn has just volunteered to do all of our math. So that's good to know.
I'm a math nerd.
Yeah,
I'll get Steve Geller, a producer of, I'll say, Taryn Walk, you got to get her stuff, because you know I like numbers, Steve. And because when you're trying to truly break it down, and what's the edge? Because both teams, like I said earlier, you look at the talent, they both could play. What's going to be the difference, whether you win or lose? So, I'm definitely looking forward to your work.
Pressure's on now. Wow. I just volunteered myself like that.
Yeah. Well, hey, that was the true. Yeah, we really just got you on here so we could pin you into a corner of this is the person going to do our math homework for the rest of the season. We've been talking to Taryn Walk. She's going to be the new beat writer for NOLA.com covering the Saints. I'm excited. You know, one of the things I was talking about today was that with Mike Triplett from ESPN is there's really not a lot of new blood on the Saints beat every year. It's like seems like it's a beat that when you get there, it kind of sinks its claws into you and you never leave. Even the people who left came back, and a couple of people, Nick Underhill and Kat Terrell.
Yeah. I always joke with Kat when you were Cincinnati, when you went from New Orleans to Cincinnati, they didn't win. And then as soon as you left, they're in the Super Bowl. And then Kat, so I always gave her a hard time about that. But, Nick Underhill, he left and then went to Boston with the Patriots. They always come back home.
The grass is always greener, right?
There's nothing like the Houdat Nation and being in the Gulf South, Gulf Coast. Because I think what she said earlier and what we've all said is that the Saints organization, this team is more like a college team.
Mm-hmm.
It's
with the just emotional investment in it.
Yes, the emotional. No, it affects how they feel going to work on Monday. I believe you me, I do the post game, been doing it now, like post game NFL football for 24 years. And it's nothing like New Orleans. When they win, you wake up Monday morning, you feel like going to work. And when the team does not win, no, they're not very productive. I like to look at the productivity. That'd be interesting, the workforce. After a Saints win or a Saints loss, how much work you actually get done on Monday?
So, Taryn, one more question, and I'll let you go. Give me one fun fact about Taryn Walk that readers can harp on for the rest of your beat writing career when they read your articles.
Ooh, okay. My mind goes to two, but I'll share one. I have been a pescatarian since eighth grade. Somebody let, 14, 13-year-old Taryn make this life decision, and I'm so stubborn, I've stuck to it.
Well, the good news is you are now in one of the greatest cities for seafood you'll ever find. So
wait, what was that term?
I pescatarian. Yeah. It means you eat fish.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no meat, but seafood.
Oh, God. I learn something every day.
There you go. Yeah, and you're in a good place for it. Again, this Taryn Walk. Follow her on Twitter. That's TERRINWAACK. She's going to – you'll see her byline soon on NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune, and the Advocate, whatever their name is these days. Thanks so much for the time, Taryn. We really do appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Taryn.
Thank you. Send me food recs on Twitter, people.
Yep. Food recs. Send them that way. Yeah, I mean, that is always kind of the thing that you need when you move to New Orleans. It's tell me where to eat, because there is such an overload of options that you can go through.
Well, I can't think of a restaurant now. What's the seafood place within walking distance of here? Where are we at on 400 Point
Aren't there
Street?
Like 40?
No, but this really seafood... having a brain fart. I can't. I'm going to come back and think about it.
We're going to go to break. Bobby's going to try to figure out which restaurant he's talking about. I'm Jeff Nowak. Yeah. Stick around on WWL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.